Okay, let's go to Jeff Quattromani. Somehow the computer has lost your intro, Jeff, so I don't know what's happened. Never mind, we'll see if we can find it for next week. Those damn computers. Jeff Quattromani joins us each and every week. We talk tech. Hello, mate. I hope you're well.
Absolutely. Good to speak to you again.
Be nice to your robots. A seven-year-old chess player has learned the hard way. I take it the robot beat them.
Well, beat them, but physically in some sense as well. The chess player, the human chess player, the child, went to take their turn before the robot completed his turn or her turn, whatever you call the robots, and the robot grabbed the child's finger so hard that it broke it. So
what?
If you don't want your fingers broken, be nice to your robots. When it's your turn to play chess, take your turn, but do not interrupt the robot.
The robot do this if it's not programmed to do that? Because surely robots are programmed by humans.
Mm-hmm. So it looked like, when you look at the CCTV footage, it looked like the player, the physical or the human player, actually tried to take out one of the robot's pawns. And when he went to grab that piece, the robot was actually trying to move that piece itself. So it basically got in the way of the motion of the robot hand doing the work, and it grabbed onto the kid's finger and grabbed on real tight until humans could intervene.
Tell you what, those damn robots... You don't want to
be
get
nice
in their way.
No, thank you.
Be nice to the robots, particularly the ones that vacuum your house.
Yes, because you don't know what they'll go and chew on otherwise.
Now, this is interesting. Old printed photos can now be restored and recreated with artificial intelligence, filling the gaps and increasing the resolution. When you say old printed photos, do you mean the old, you know, the old black and whites that may be years and years old?
Yeah, this is one of the exciting things I've noticed is, you know, I've got some photos around my place of my grandfather and things like that, and those sort of photos are physical. They've sometimes been put in people's wallets, so they've been folded. They've got permanent creases on them. When you scan them in for a digital copy, you're taking all of that damage with you. And there's now these online tools that allow you to upload these images, and they're using artificial intelligence to effectively guess what would have been where those cracks are, where those folds are, and it's filling in those gaps for you. And, you know, the tests that I've been doing this week have been remarkable. They come back to life. They actually look almost brand new again with some slight imperfections.
So when you say you've been doing tests this week, in other words, is this software that you can download and do it yourself on the computer?
Yeah, it's actually a website, and it's a free website that you can go to. It's called GFP GAN, so GFP, the letters, and then GAN. And you go to the website, you upload your photo. Within about 30 seconds, it's available to download again. And, you know, in the tests that I've been doing, it's been working really well. But, you know, it's just another thing we're seeing with images now.
So what's that website again? Because the link that you gave me in the story goes to Safari can't find the server.
Oh, it's called GFP.
Yeah.
GAN. So if you type that, if anyone types that into Google, they'll be able to find the tool. And effectively, it's a very simple way that you can just upload images to get them restored.
Yeah, you just do that. GFP GAN.
Yeah, and if you do a Google search on that, I think that's the easiest way, because a number of websites are hosting the tool, and it means that you can click on almost any of the top three results I'm seeing to be able to actually start that upload feature.
I see it here. Yeah, it can be done. It's amazing, isn't it?
It really is impressive. And I only know this because I've been testing it this week before I put it in our news stories. It works well. It really does.
Australians have lost almost $300 million in the first half of 2022 to scammers. And that is double the amount for 12 months ago.
It's crazy.
Scary. Scary.
It is scary. And I mean, they are getting very sophisticated at the moment as well. I've noticed we've gone past all of the banking and ATO scams. We're now starting to get to a point where I've been receiving messages on WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger from someone who actually is pretending to be someone I know, whether it's, you know, a colleague or something like that. And they're saying, I just got a new phone number. I can't talk right now, but I need money. And, you know, people could receive messages like that, especially if they're pretending to be from a son or daughter, and it can really fool somebody. So we're seeing these scams are getting more sophisticated, and people are losing almost actually $295 million just this half of the year so far.
Well, I got an email one the other day, and it was from MyGov. There was the MyGov logo there, and it was in reference to the end of year. They were basically telling you that, you know, you were getting, they changed your tax return and you were getting, you know, an amount of 282 something. Look, there were elements of the email that gave it away, but if you weren't, you know, if you were just scanning it, you think, oh, hang on a tick, I just put my return in, which is what I had done. I had just had the account and put the returns in. So yeah. I thought, hang on a tick, and I read it twice and went, no, look at the email address and look at this and look at that, and picked it up. But others may have clicked on the links and away you go.
Yeah, and it is all of those things you mentioned that people need to look out for. Check the email address that it's come from. Look at the spelling and the grammar, and actually start to see if there's a call out. If there's any sort of sense of urgency in the email, that usually is a bit of an alarm bell in itself. That if they're quickly asking you for money or for you to quickly go and do something, I'd be very suspicious.
You've been testing a new pair of noise-cancelling earbuds from Google. You say that buyers are in for a treat. I take it they're good?
They are good. They are. I mean, this is the AirPods Pro equivalent. So, you know, if you've got a Android device, this is the kind of headphones you'd probably be considering for in-ear buds. Now, it does have good noise cancellation and things like that, but the thing that I like about it the most is that if you're in a windy environment or a noisy environment, it's got bone conduction as well, which means that when you're talking on the phone, they can hear you much clearer without that ambient noise coming through, because it's using the sound waves from your jaw to actually be picking up your voice. So it's very smart.
Quickly explain for people that may not know what this bone technology is.
So effectively, where your earbuds are sitting, it's right beneath your or above your jawline, and it's able to pick up those vibrations. So whenever you talk, you have a sense of vibration coming through your bone structure, and those headphones are listening for that. They're trying to feel that, because if they can hone in on those vibrations, then they can choose to only pick up the audio that's causing those vibrations, not the audio from the outside world, such as wind or other voices. So it really allows the headphones to tweak into that little sensation and really pick up your voice only.
I got 60 seconds. Do you want to tell me about your beer droid, or do we hold it over till next week?
Look, I'm waiting for it to arrive this week. I'm about to start brewing beer, but apparently it's as easy as dropping a capsule in an espresso machine. So we'll talk about that as the beer starts to brew and I get things underway, but I'm very excited to make my own homebrew.
It's called Beer Droid, and you say it's as easy as dropping a capsule in a coffee machine.
That's what they say. Let's see if it actually is as good as they say it is as well, because it needs to taste good.
I tell you what, if it was, just add water. My goodness me, can you imagine how successful this will be?
Let's hope so. I mean, look, it is $800, so we'll see how we go.
All right, we'll talk to you next Wednesday. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. That's Jeff Quattromani. He's our tech guy. As I always say, if you've got any techie questions, send them to us, and we drop the email off to Jeff, and he gets back to you and answers your questions.